Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1457 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and bring a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, I can't believe it. Sam seemed to be late for just about everything. And as was his habit, Sam was running a little behind schedule as he arrives to the movie theater to watch the movie that he was really looking forward to. Although Sam was late, he figured maybe the previews were still playing, so he goes in to watch the movie that was already started. He sat there for several minutes, allowing his eyes to adjust to the darkness, and immediately he became engrossed in the movie. But after a few minutes, he was surprised to see a dog was sitting beside his master in the row ahead of him. Sam noticed that the dog was actually intently watching the movie. The dog even seemed to be enjoying the movie. He was wagging his tail at the happy parts of the movie, drooping his ears at the sad parts, and even hiding his eyes with his paws on the scary parts. Sam was so intrigued that it was getting hard to pay attention to the movie. After the movie was over, Sam approached the dog's owner and exclaimed, "Wow, your dog really seemed to be enjoying the movie. I am amazed." The dog's owner looked at Sam with a proud look on his face and said, "Yes, I can't believe it myself. He hated the book." I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. And our Thursday thought is, outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. And here's our verse for today, Proverbs chapter 26, verse 11. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. Just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,456 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Futuristic Friday.